body mind complex of jivas as Chidabhasa. Ishvara became, Paramatma became Jivatma by forming a reflected consciousness in all the beings. That Ishvara, from whom this creation has emerged, having created this universe, then what Ishvara did? Ishvara entered the Jivas as what? Chidabhasa. Abhasa Chaitanya Rupena Anupravesham. Jiva Rupena. Jiva Rupena. Chidabhasa Rupena or Jiva Rupena Pravishad Ishvara. This is called Ishvara Srishti Dvaitam. What Shastra Pramanam says. Ishvara Srishti Dvaitam. The entire universe, what you are seeing is Vyavaharika Prapancha created by Ishvara. That Ishvara entered in all Jivas in the form of Chidabhasa Rupam, reflected consciousness. That Paramatma is in the form of Jivatma, Jiva Rupena. Once this Jiva are born because of that Chidabhasa reflection, then what will happen? This Ishvara is the karanam for this jagat. Ishvara is the karanam for this jagat. Then therefore this jagat is called Karya Prapanchaha. This jagat is called Karya Prapanchaha, a product born out of Ishvara. Fine. Now, this Karya Prapancha, when the Jivas, are enjoying, experiencing the objects, experiencing all this Nama Rupa Prapancha, this Prapancha will become, Karya Prapancha will get the name Bhogya Prapanchaha. When it is created by Ishvara, we call it as Karya Prapanchaha. Karya is a product. It's a product created by Ishvara. The same Prapancha when you enjoy, that Karya Prapancha gets the name as Bhogya Prapancha. Bhogya Prapancha. What do you mean by Bhogya Prapancha? Bhogya Prapancha means a world of the objects, the objective world. Bhogya means object. Bhogya means an objective world, that which is experienced by everyone. Therefore, Karya Prapancha, from the standpoint of Ishvara, Ishvara Srishti Dvaitam, Karya Prapancha, from the standpoint of Ishvara, the same Prapancha gets the name what? Bhogya Prapancha, from the standpoint of we the Jiva. We have converted the Karya Prapancha into Bhogya Prapancha because I experience each and every object in the world. Because I am experiencing the world gets the name Objective Universe. Objective world. This is our understanding until now. Ishvara is the Jagat Karta, Jagat Karanam, Jagat is Karyam. So Karya Prapancha is converted as Bhogya Prapancha to all the Jivas. This is the first stage of learning about the Srishti. First stage of understanding about the Srishti, which is done by the Ishvara. Yavaharika Prapanchaha. Experienced world. Objective universe. Next point we have to come. When we are experiencing the world, which is created by the Ishvara, the creation is as it is same. This flower, this white flower, every one of us are experiencing the whiteness of the flower. Whiteness of the flower, every one of us universally we are experiencing. Whatever we experience universally, it is Ishvara Srishti. Whatever we experience universally, all of us in the same manner, that is called Ishvara Srishti. Then comes, after this universal vision over, some of you can see and your Manorajyam starts here. Your projection will begin. Universally we saw this is flower. This is flower, white flower. A small white flower. A type of chavandi. This is universal knowledge. In this, no doubt in this. This is common knowledge. But further knowledge, whatever we get, that is our mental projection. What is that mental projection? Manorajya. Is it Manorajya? This flower is, doesn't have smell. One person comes to the conclusion, judgment. This we are coming to our conclusion because of our Manorajya mental projection. This flower doesn't have smell. Another person feels or says, no, 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 this flower has got smell. This flower has got smell. Another person says, this flower has got very strong smell. Very powerful, intense smell. Like this difference of opinion. And some, for one person says, this flower is available in Chennai. Another person says, no, 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 this flower is not available in Chennai. If it comes from Ooty. It comes from Ooty. Another person says, no, no, it is not from Ooty. I saw this is coming only from Bangalore. All these are, this is Srishti. This is also Srishti. What? This type of Srishti is called Jiva Srishti. We, the Jivas, come to conclusion of Ishvara Srishti. This is subjective creation. It's my subjective, my own opinion. There is a difference in subjective creation. There is a difference of opinion. But universal Ishvara Srishti la bheda milta. Is it flower under the? Anybody knows. This is the leaf and no one thinks. This is flower. But what type of flower? When it comes, it is called Jiva Srishti. It is called Jiva Srishti. Mental projection of a very human being. This Jiva Srishti happens only in the human being, not other beings. Other beings doesn't have this capacity. This Jiva Srishti, Manorajyam, is only the, our own manufacturing. Individual human beings are only the creators. Therefore, we are also creators only. But our creation is projection. Ishvara's creation is sadhana mundi maya. But Jiva's creation is sadhana mundi sankalpam. Our own thought, sankalpa is the sadhanam for our creation. My sankalpa, my thought. But Ishvara's creation is not your thought. You have not created this flower by your thought. You cannot create this flower by your thought. This is created by Ishvara, by Maya. Maya sadhanena Ishvarena srishtaha. But this flower has got smell, doesn't have the smell. It is from this place or that place. Difference of opinions is because of your thought, your sankalpa. From your manorajyam it has come. This is called Jiva Srishti. Our srishti will not stop with this flower. Our srishti continues further, further, further. How it continues? So Ishvara srishti have understood. Yatova imani bhutani jayanti, then anupravesha, then chidabhasa vani, and jiva's form, that paramatma is appearing in this world. That is Ishvara srishti. That is objective world. That is general creation. There is no any change it is marvelous creation, wonderful creation. Ishvara Srishti is marvelous, wonderful creation. Now, the present discussion is Jiva Srishti. We are going to analyze the Jiva Srishti. To one person, individual house, own house, bungala is giving happiness. For another person, same individual own house is giving problem. For one person it gives ananda, for another person individual own house, separate house gives problem. The house, the place, everything is Ishvara's creation only. But to one person house is a problematic one, for another person house is a blessing. This is Jiva Srishti. For one person, son is a blessing. My son is studying very well. My son is getting first rank. I am very happy. Son is the creation of being by Ishvara only. For one person, son is giving problem. For another person, son is giving happiness. One person is getting unhappiness through his son because not studying well, giving problems, not listening to father's words. Why? Son means it should give ananda to everyone. But he is not giving like that. For one person, his own son is not giving ananda. For another person, his son is giving ananda. That means, this experiencing world, there is no sukha dukha in the world. There is no either pleasure or pain in the Ishvara. The world can cause pleasure and pain only because of my thought, and that person or object or anything, it is joined together. My thought and that object when joined together only, either it can give pleasure or pain. Listen carefully. This is very difficult, tough subject, but you are all advanced students, that's why I am taking little advanced subject, very important also. In Ishvara Srishti, there is no either pleasure or pain. Ishvara Srishti, as it is neither Sukha Swarupam nor Dukkha Swarupam. Ishvara Srishti is Srishti as it is. But we, the human being, we are getting Sukha from the universe, some people, some objects. And we, the human beings, are getting Dukkha, sorrow, from people and objects. That Sukha, Dukkha also differently we are getting, not uniformly. Whatever is giving Sukha to one person is giving Dukkha to another person. What object is giving Sukha to one person is giving, the same object is giving Dukkha to another person. So, Dukkha, Sukha, Sukha, Dukkha are not in the object. Then where is the Sukha, Dukkha? Sukha, Dukkha is the mind projection. Understand? There is no Sukha, Dukkha in either son or daughter or house or car or any object, in any blessed object, there is no Sukha Dukkha in the world. Then where is Sukha Dukkha? Sukha Dukkha is only in Jiva Srishti. I am the creator of sorrow, I am the creator of ananda, happiness. Nammave mudiyala, for all our pleasures and pains, we are the creator. How we are creating? My life and dislike, I am mixing with that person or with that object. If I like this flower gives me happiness. So, that liking thought and the object join together, then I invite this flower. I love this flower. I take this flower and I say, this flower is giving happiness to me. Suppose, if I don't like this flower, I dislike this flower, I dislike that sankalpa, that thought, and the flower object joined together. I don't like this flower. I dislike means if I see this flower, I dislike this flower. Therefore, I get unhappiness by seeing this flower or something else. I don't like to see it. By seeing scorpion, I dislike scorpion. The disliking sankalpa thought and the scorpion, the object, joined together, what is rises? Dukkham. It is coming forward to me and the dukkham comes. Every object I develop, you see some people they are eating scorpions and that person who fully body is scorpions, no? Have you seen National Geography? Have you seen the Discovery Channel National Geography? You have to see. And the National Geography now, that person, he catches the scorpion and he puts on his mouth and on his cheek and he kisses also. Can you kiss the scorpion? You cannot hold also. Where is the question of skin? Kissing is that. How that person loves the scorpion? Why I don't like the scorpion? I hate the scorpion. Now tell me, scorpion is dukkha karanam or sukha karanam? One person wants to live with his own son. He loves his own son. Sukha karanam. My son, my son. My father, my father. Both are very happy. Anando brahma. Anandam, anandam. But one son wants to be away from the father. Father wants to be away from the son. After daughter-in-law comes. Just for example, I will tell you. Okay, and mother-in-law also. The son is fine, but once the daughter-in-law comes, I cannot stay with him. That means the son either dukkha rupam or sukha swarupam. For one person it is sukha swarupam, for another person dukkha swarupam. The same son, before his marriage, he was sukha. He is the means of sukha, ananda. Ananda gave the same son, the cause of ananda. What happened after marriage? The same Ananda Hetu, son, became Dukkha Hetu. Because of daughter-in-law or something other reason. You know the reason? Like this, Sukha Hetu, Dukkha Hetu, Sukha, Dukkha. Go on fluctuating in the world. Objects also. Our own Sukha Dukkha upon the only particular object is not same. It is changing. Why the sukha dukkha is changing? Why my interpretation towards the people, relations, objects is changing? Why it is changing? Why it is not same all the time? When they are giving ananda to me, they are all sukha hetu. When they are giving dukkha to me, they are all dukkha hetu. Therefore, objects are same, but I am not able to accept them. I am not able to accept them as sukha hetu or dukkha hetu permanently in the same manner. I cannot. Atmanasu kamaya sarvam priyam bhavati. I love my wife because as long as she gives happiness to me, I love her. I love my husband as long as he gives happiness to me. I love my children as long as they give happiness. They all give sukha. I love them. Sukha gives. If they are not giving happiness to me by one reason or other, they all come under what dukkha hetu. Karanam for my dukkha, my sorrow. That means what? These children or his wife or husband or father-in-law or mother-in-law or any object in the world, or by birth they are dukkha karanam, sukha karanam, or they are all sukha, dukkha karanam because of our own projection. You can say now, no? They are all, we are labeling them, this is giving sorrow to me, this is giving sorrow to me, or this is giving ananda to me. And we are labeling, that means my interpretation is changing. My interpretation towards people, objects go on fluctuating, changing. even though my interpretation towards people it is changing, but I try to change the world. Ishvara Srishti, I try to change instead of changing myself. This sukha dukkha is because of my own interpretation, not knowing that fact, I try to change the world. I try to change that object. For what? To get ananda. I try to change the people, I try to change the objects, I try to change the world. Which world is not created by you? It is created by Ishvara. You have no right to touch the Ishvara's creation. There is no mistake in Ishvara's creation. It is marvelous, wonderful creation. Because of your likes and dislikes, because of your raga dvesha, because of your sankalpa, because of your desire, because of your anger, you want to change the Ishvara, which you cannot. That is why people always say, I don't like this world. I see there are so many disparities in the world. There are so many upheavals in the world. There are so many problems in the world. There are so many errors in the universe. People are not at all good. Objects are not at all good. What you are doing? You are projecting your likes, dislikes, desires, your interpretation, and you are interpreting and you are superimposing upon the universe. Therefore you want to, either you want to run away from this universe or you want to push the universe, means people, objects, you want to push those people, you want to push away those objects from your sight. Either you want to go away from that creation, from that people, from that object, or you want to throw them away, push them away, the people, objects. Shastra says, never try to eliminate Ishvara's Srishti. You cannot eliminate, you cannot remove, you cannot alter the Ishvara's Srishti. The objective world, the person, the object, let them be as they are. Let them be as they are. Never try to manipulate them for your sake. Let them not change for your sake. They cannot be changed. They need not be changed. They should not be changed. Because your samsara problem is not in Ishvara Srishti outside. Your fear, your worry, your anxiety, your insecurity, your unhappiness. All this only because of your interpretation. This is called Jiva. Srishti, Jiva Srishta Dvaitam. I also have created a duality. What type of duality? Which is harmful to me. Which always keeps me either unhappy or once in a while happy. And the happy time is good. The happiness pulled home, and one unhappiness. This is the creation of Jiva. Jiva Srishti. Ishvara Srishti no dosha me kadaya. There is no dosha in Ishvara Srishti. Where is dosha? Only in my interpretation, in my projection, in my imagination. This is called fantasization, daydreaming, fantasy, imagination, kalpana, my sankalpa, my life, my dislike. This is called conditioning. Entire universe. This is only going on. This Jiva Srishti I superimpose upon Ishvara Srishti and I blame the Ishvara Srishti. Bhagavan ipadi pandita, Ishvara apadi pandita, why Ishvara is like this, why that person is like this, why this object is like this. இது இப்படிதான் இருக்கணும், இது இப்படி இருந்தா நல்லா இருக்கும், அது அப்படிதான் இருக்கணும், அது அப்படி இருந்தாதான் நல்லா இருக்கும், அது அப்படி இல்லைன்னா நல்லா இருக்காது, அது இப்படி இருந்தா நல்லா இருக்கும், இதெல்லாம் நம்பிக்கை. This expectation, this type of expectation is called Jiva Srishti. Without any exception, every human being doing this type of creation. Without exception, any exception, every person. Now tell me, what is the samsara karanam? Samsara means what? Dukkham. Shoka, moha, dukkha, anxiety, insecurity, limitation, dependence, inferiority. All this because of vasana. My own creation. This is my contribution. This is my own contribution. Just as the waker became the dreamer and cream in the dream. Waker alone became the dreamer, and by his projection became the dreamer, and he saw the tiger and running. Who created the tiger? The dreamer. Who is the dreamer? Waker. Waker alone became the dreamer. Dreamer alone created the dream object and running. Similarly, the entire Jiva Srishti is like another dream. The entire Jiva Srishti, this person is like this, he should not be like that. If he is like this, it is nice, it is fine. This expectation, every moment I am expecting from one or other, from one person or other, from one object or other, I am struggling to change the people for my security, happiness and peace. Unending struggle. Non-stop struggle until last breath. If I continue this struggle, there is no end for this until last breath it continues. Until last breath. Therefore, Shastra says, are you interested in coming out of this struggle? Are you desirous of coming out of this struggle? If you say yes, I am desirous of coming out of this struggle. Which struggle is the cause? Which is struggle is appearing in the form of fear, insecurity, diffidence, limitation, unhappiness? Which struggle is appearing, manifesting in the form of fear, anxiety, stress? In different forms it appears. In the form of sorrow, to eliminate that Jiva Srishti. If you are desirous of coming out of this struggle, unhappiness, insecurity, you put a full stop to your Jiva Srishti. Otherwise, our struggle will continue without full stop. Now, how many creations are there? Ishvara Srishti is one creation. Jiva Srishti is one creation. Are there two creations or not? Yes. Two creations are there now. What is? The first one, Ishvara Srishti Dvaitam, that Vyavaharika Prapancha, what you are seeing is created by God is one Srishti. Number one, Vyavaharika Prapancha, what you are seeing, Ishvara Srishti. Creation number one. Then creation number two is Jiva Srishti Dvaitam, which is a projection of our Manorajyam. My own mind projection, Manorajyam, is the second Srishti, which is Pratibhasika Satyam. Ishvara Srishti is Vyavaharika Satyam. My Srishti is Pratibhasika Satyam. Projection, no? Pratibhasika Satyam. So, two creations are there. Vyavaharika Srishti, when you see, that Srishti, Shastriya That is Shastriya. Shastriya Srishtyata means what? Shastra, through Shastra which you, creation you come to know, that is Shastriyam. You come to know this creation is created by God. Yato vayimani bhutani jayante. That Srishti, there is no problem. You need not eliminate that Srishti. Let it continue. Let it continue Vyavaharika Srishti. That is Shastriyam. Ashastriya Srishti is my Srishti. Jiva Srishti is not Shastriyam, but this is Ashastriyam. Nowhere in the Shastra it is said. Nowhere in the Shastra this Jiva Srishti is mentioned. This is my own creation. Therefore, this is called Ashastriya Srishti. What? This person is like that, that person is like that, this person is only the cause of problem, that person alone is the cause of problem, this situation is the cause of my problem, that situation is fine situation. This is my contribution. This is Ashastriyam. Ashastriyam Srishti Nivandu, you have to eliminate. And the Vyavaharika Srishti, let it continue. Really speaking, that is useful. Ashastriya Srishti is not useful, it is harmful. It keeps you always unhappy. Shastriya Srishti done by the Lord, it is useful. If you want to drink payasam, you use the cup. This Shastriya Srishti done by Ishvara is like a cup. Through that Srishti alone, through this body mind complex in this Srishti, you can claim that I am Brahman. You can get moksha because of this Ishvara Srishti. Therefore, the moksha payasam you can drink through this Shastriya Srishti done by Ishvara cup. Okay, this Shastriya Srishti done by Ishvara, Laukika, Prapancha, Vyavaharika Prapancha, which is created by God, is like a cup. Through which cup you drink the moksha payasam. I, the Jiva, can recognize I am Brahman. When can you recognize? When there is Srishti. When there is the manifestation of this entire universe. Without this you cannot claim Aham Brahmasmi. Aham Brahmasmi, to claim you require Shastra, you require Guru, you require Ishvara. So the Ishvara, Shastra, Guru, where they are in Ishvara Srishti or Deva Srishti. They are all in Ishvara Srishti, they are all given. Shastra is given by Ishvara, Srishti is given by Ishvara, of course Guru also given by. That means, to claim I am Brahman, to claim I am Brahman, I require Shastra, I require Guru, I require Ishvara. Sahuna Ishvara Dhyana, Ekarupa Dhyana, Virat Dhyana, our illana, undume nadakkadu. So therefore, Ishvara Srishti, Vyavaharika Prapancha is very much required for moksha. So you need not touch the world, God's creation. Don't touch the God's creation. Let it be as it is. On the other hand, your Jiva Srishti, which you have projected because of your likes and dislikes, and you have developed hatred, you have developed attachment, and you have developed raga, dvesha, kama, krodha. They are all obstructions, they are all obstacles for your moksha. Therefore, eliminate that ashastriya jiva srishti. Stop your projection. Now two creations are there. So jiva srishti, if I stop, I can stop appreciating the Ishvara Srishti. As long as Jiva Srishti continues, I can never appreciate Ishvara Srishti. On the other hand, I hate people, I hate all objects which are not comfortable to me, favorable to me. I develop aversion towards Ishvara's creation if I continue in my jiva drishti. My own world, I stay always in my own world. I'm always in my own world. I like this, I don't like this, I like this, I don't like this. Come out of this jala. Unless you stop this manorajyam, you can never appreciate the Ishvara's creation. Unless you appreciate the Ishvara's creation, you cannot get Atmajnana. Moksha is impossible. Moksha is impossible. Therefore, appreciate Ishvara's srishti, that is Vyavaharika Prapancha, what you are seeing, objective world. Stop your subjective creation. Your subjective world is available to you only. That person is not good. Not for all, for you only. That lady is not good. He is not good. She is not good. This is not good. That is not good. Is it for all? For you only. For you only. For another person, something is not good. That is not good. This is not good. That good or bad, right or wrong. This is nice. This is not nice. Is available only to that person. The subjective universe. Subjective. Purely personal. Personal. Come out of that personal subjective creation. Every ajnani, before coming to Shastra, while studying Shastra also, everyone is in their own subjective world. Therefore, Shastra will never enter. Even you listen from the right ear, it goes all through the left ear. You must have courage to stop the imagination, speculation, complaint, raga, dvesha, kama, krodha towards people, including your own body. This is Ishvara's creation. This body is created by the Lord. It has got its own attributes. That is called jiva srishti. Whatever the height Bhagavan given, enjoy that. That is Ishvara srishti you are enjoying. Koncha seiva irundha nanna irundhukom. That is jiva srishti. Since I am not fair complexion, my life also should not be fair. That is called manorajyam. See, our manorajyam is limitless. It has no boundary at all. Bhayankaram. This is more harmful and it pulls you down from spiritual ladder. The day you put full stop to this jiva srishti, you are putting your step one by one to the spiritual ladder higher, higher, higher. Recognize this secret. What? There are two creations. One creation is created by Ishvara, that there is no problem at all in Ishvara's creation. In the Ishvara's objects, objective world no problem is kadiyadu, kadiyadu, kadiyadu. If I say any time at any place I have problem anna, because of what ani chunda, Bhagavan will. He gives one kutu. My creation is marvelous creation. You are complaining in my creation. This is your problem. Therefore, Pujya Dayananda Swamiji says, problem is you. That is jiva srishti. Stop your jiva srishti. Solution is you. Problem is you because of your prediction. Solution is you. When you stop your subjective projection. Are there two creations? No? Yes, there are two creations. One is Ishvara Srishti, one is Jiva Srishti. Now I am coming to the final point. There is no Srishti at all. Once you recognize, I am Brahman, to the help of this Yamaharika Srishti, which is marvelous, created by Bhagavan, you use this cup. What cup? Payasam cup. Payasam is there inside. Moksha Payasam. Use this cup creation, Vyavaharika Prapancha, Srishti created by Bhagavan, make use of this creation in which Shastra is available, Guru is available, Vishwara is available. Grow and mature, you have stopped your jiva srishti, subjective creation, then you recognize this Ishvara creation also, this Ishvara creation also is not a real creation, this is an apparent creation. Once I come to Paramarthika level, this Pratibhasika is Mithya, this Vyavaharika is an apparent creation, it is not higher order of reality, this is also lower order of reality. I say goodbye to this Vyavaharika Srishti also. I thank to this creation, this God, Shastram and Guru, and I claim Aham Brahma Asmi. When I claim Aham Brahma Asmi, is there Ishvara's creation? Real creation? There is no real creation. Real creation is not possible at all. Is an apparent creation, that which is appearing, manifestation only, it is not the real creation. The subjective creation is because, why I am doing this subjective creation? What is the reason? I have given satyatvam to this vyavaharika prapancha. It is a means to me to get moksha. To claim I am Shuddha Brahman, Satchit Anandam. For that purpose only this creation, Vyavaharika Prapancha. But what I did? I gave Satyatvam to that reality, to that Vyavaharika Prapancha, and I projected all my imagination to speculation to fantasies, and I am suffering, suffering, suffering. And therefore, for Ajnani, there are two creations. For Jnani, there is no creation. Now what is the answer? Are there two creations? No? Yes. For Ajnani, Ashastriya Srishti, the one who does intense, deeper raga, dvesha, irukkanavanukku, rendu srishti. Avanukku theriyadu. Avanukku theriyadu. All these are analyzed in all our prakarana granthas. Sureshwara Acharya analyzed, Vidyaranya analyzed. This is not my Santa Sahityam. So, this Ashastriya Srishti, the one who is seeing because of deeper raga dvesha, for such an ajnani, who is immature, suffering with all problems. I have birth, death, I have problems. The world is full of problems. Developing aversion. For him, there are two creations. His own subjective creation as well as God's creation also. So he is suffering. Now what is the solution? How to come out of this suffering? First come out of Jiva Srishti. Appreciate Ishvara Srishti. Use Ishvara Srishti. Grow out of Ishvara Srishti. Falsify the Vyavaharika Prapancha. Mithyana. So you have given Satyatvam to that Vyavaharika Prapancha. Therefore you have subjective creation. You come out of that satyatva drishti, creation is creation, it is given by God, that's all. It is for my sake to do sadhana and to gain moksha. The purpose is over. Then what? There is no subjective creation also. There is no objective world also. But this world appears even after jnana. After Paramarthika Jnana, higher order of reality you have understood, Aham Brahma Asmi, I am not this body mind complex, this universe is the apparent creation, this is lower order of reality, let it continue. There is no problem in the world. The problem is only in my projection. Thank God, I have made use of this Vyavaharika Srishti, Shastra, Guru, Ishvara. I thank this universe. There is no dosha in this universe. There is no dosha in this body. There is no dosha in this mind. Your mind is a sick mind. When I see the world as an end itself, it is a means for me for moksha. It is not an end itself. So recognize first, when வியாவகாரிக சிருஷ்டில ஈஸ்வர சிருஷ்டில தேர் இஸ் நோ ப்ராப்ளம் அட் ஆல். அக்செப்ட் எவ்ரி ஆப்ஜெக்ட் இன் த வேர்ல்ட் ஆஸ் இட் இஸ், நெவர் ட்ரை டு சூப்பர் இம்போஸ் யுவர் லைக்ஸ் அண்ட் டிஸ்லைக்ஸ், யுவர் ராகா த்வேஷா காம க்ரோதா, நெவர் சூப்பர் இம்போஸ். இஃப் ஐ சூப்பர் இம்போஸ் அண்ட் ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல்லி ஃபால், இஃப் ஐ ரெகக்னைஸ் திஸ் ஃபேக்ட் அண்ட் ஐ கம் அவுட் ஆஃப் திஸ் சப்ஜெக்டிவ் கிரியேஷன், தென் ஐ கேன் அப்ரிஷியேட் தட் ஈஸ்வரா கிரியேஷன். த்ரூ ஈஸ்வரா கிரியேஷன் ஐ ரெகக்னைஸ் மை ஹையர் நேச்சர், தென் ஐ கம் டு நோ தேர் இஸ் நோ கிரியேஷன் அட் ஆல். Are there two creations? No? Yes. For Ajnani, there are two creations. For Jnani, there is no creation. Therefore, what is our job now? How to come out of this Jiva Srishti? No? Develop Viveka, discrimination. Vidyaranya describes in Panchadashi, Samadhi Abhyasa, Ashtanga Yoga Abhyasa. To come out of this Jiva Srishti. Strong likes and dislikes. Practice Ashtanga Yoga, Samadhi Abhyasa or Omkara chanting. These are all remedies. How to come out of Jiva Srishti? These are all remedies. Samadhi Abhyasa or Omkara Dhyana, Omkara chanting, Japam, Viveka, discrimination, analysis, prayers, Prarthana, you can do. And Pratipaksha Bhavana. When the negative, your own projection is coming, say no. Opposite, positive thoughts you encourage. When negative thoughts come, opposite to that, suppose you are seeing something wrong in others, then this person is not good. See the plus point in that person. See that good in others. Develop love towards others. What you are developing hatred towards something, develop love towards that. Pratipaksha Bhavana. Prarthana, Pratipaksha Bhavana, Viveka, and Samadhi Abhyasa, and Omkara, Japa, Dhyana, all will help us to come out of this what? Jiva Srishti. So, I have to claim Aham Brahmasmi and make use of Vyavaharika Srishti and say there is no real creation. This creation is a wonderful creation. My creation is problematic. Therefore, change your thinking pattern. Change your interpretation about the world, people and the object. Or anything, whatever you see, change your interpretation. Internal interpretation. Internal interpretation of person, your own son. On your own wife, on your own husband, never develop your own personal interpretation. See them from Ishvara's angle. See them from Ishvara's angle. Accept, appreciate. Accept, appreciate. Never allow your projection. This is the message of all our great teachers. That teachers, they have received from that Vedas, Upanishad. That Vedas which we have received from Bhagavan. On this auspicious day Shivaratri, we have to start our journey from Jiva Srishti to Ishvara Srishti. Make use of Ishvara Srishti. Claim Aham Brahma Asmi. With this I conclude. பூர்ணமத்பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி. ஹரிஹி ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம்.